Hello, lovelies. Welcome to this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I look forward to sharing my channeled message with you today. And if you love it, please remember to like, share, review, and subscribe. So I'm recording this on Christmas Eve. And since my family chooses to celebrate Christmas, that's kind of a big deal. I decided today, not to do what I usually do when I record and the family happens to be home. Today, I am letting everybody continue to do their thing. So the kids are in the living room giggling and watching television, and my husband is in the kitchen making breakfast, and I am sitting here with you. This is a lovely thing. They are very supportive of all of this. But I do want you to know if something silly happens while we're talking, it's Christmas Eve. I'm thinking today about all kinds of things. Most importantly, what this awakening thing is and how the year is ending and we're about to embark upon 2019. Awakening is different for everybody, right? In fact, there are multiple levels of awakening right here in my home. My husband's path is very different from my own, and yet he is also awakening. He is learning who he is. He is becoming a better husband, father, and man. He is awakening to his own patience and self-awareness. My children are a different thing too, right? I have dreamt about my twins since I was a little girl. My childhood best friend remembers me talking about the dreams. And, you know, my Barbie used to tell my kin, I'll have your babies, but only if they're boy-girl twins. And here they are. I've had visions of who they'll be and what they'll do from the time that they were, well, barely conceived. And I know for them the awakening process will be different. They have chosen me as a mother. And despite the fact that I dreamt about them my whole lives, I had no biological clock till I was 34. They didn't want to be here until I knew where I was going, till I had my empathic energy under control and things were starting to unfold for me. They wanted to be a part of this. They wanted to see all of this as it was happening. And it will be so fascinating to continue to witness the effects that this experience has on who they are and who they become. And yet, of course, if they become a baker and a veterinarian, like they say they want to now at 8, that will be perfectly fine with me too. And then there's me. I continue to awaken, as do all of you. And my path is very much different from theirs. You know, this whole 2018 has been quite interesting. Most of you probably already know that 2018 is an awakening year, of course, a year of manifestation. 2 + 0 + 1 + 8, 2018. That is an 11, and that makes it a year of manifestation, which, of course, is largely overrated, I think, maybe underrated. People hear that and they immediately think that all good things are supposed to happen in that year of manifestation. But that's not how it works. The year of manifestation sets us up for those things to come to fruition. New things begin. This podcast, for example, I started this in February. It began. It didn't become a huge success overnight. It began, right? Seeds crack open and take root. Eggs hatch. But there's still the baby chick, right? Things still have to happen. Sometimes a year of manifestation is about breaking, right? For a lot of people, it is the end of a relationship, the end of a career. While for others, maybe it is graduation or new love. But it is not that full-fledged manifestation. People think they're going to blink and everything will be different. Instead, look at the momentum. You've either cleared the path or set the groundwork for what is coming. This is good stuff. And if you haven't, if you've resisted that, let's fix that right now. right? You can choose at any moment in time to change something, even if it's just your mind. It's true, you know. It's very interesting. I get to witness that moment with a lot of people. I am blessed to bear witness to such change, though I find it the most interesting in my children because they are young and less resistant. And I can see them sometimes just choose to change their mind. You know, my son will say, I got over myself. or I changed my attitude. Look, I like that. We could all do that, and we should a lot more often. Something I would really like to see people work on this year is the jumping to the negative. It's fascinating. My business social media stuff is often an example of spiritual people, or at least people who have named their Instagram pages spiritual things, choosing to jump on the negative. It's amazing. I can post something that is beautiful and thousands of people appreciate the message, and without fail, some one person, usually someone with some spiritual title to their page, will make some comment about it being negative. Are they trying to fight? What are they looking for? Why aren't they looking for the positive message? Why is it that we have people, family, who look for the negative in everything, who assume that everything is an attack, that assume that everything has some kind of negative spin? This is an important conversation because that's always an expression of their own thoughts. Surely it can be connected to how they were raised. But unless they're still a child, they've had an opportunity to change their thinking. And so know that, beloved, that when people are negative and attacking or assuming that other people are, right, they are revealing something about their own thinking, that their thoughts tend in that negative direction. And when you realize that, choose empathy. Don't become more offended because all you can think about is what it would take for you to be that way. No need to fight it, right? Have empathy. Recognize that they are doing the best they can. And that's unfortunate for them sometimes. And recognize any shred of that that's within you. Because if you can't let it go, then it is a reflection of something in you. Maybe it's a tiny little shred in you, right? Maybe it's tiny, maybe it's circumstantial, depending on only a specific action or attitude or a specific type of person. There's been a lot of discussion, a lot coming up, because it's the holiday, right? Soon, my home will be full of family, all people that I love and choose to be here. I'll be shocked if the people who come today have any negative energy to add to my home. Such a blessing, right? But it hasn't always been that way. And if I didn't choose for it to be and take control, then I would very likely either be alone or in a negative, toxic environment, right? I left a lot of family and friends behind as I've journeyed this path. And I imagine some of you have and others of you need to, right? Yes, try. We don't want to have regrets. Try. Set loving boundaries. But if those don't work, walk away. Let go. Don't participate. It's okay. So 2018 is ending. What are we going to leave behind? Is it guilt? Is it shame? Is it doing something that makes us feel bad for no reason? Is it a lack of motivation? Is it apathy? What are we going to leave behind? Give yourself that gift today, whether you celebrate Christmas or not, right? People all over the world are giving gifts. Give one to you. Recognition of what you will release. And to spend the days between now and 2019 letting them go, recognizing them where they show up in every part of your life, every part of your life pie. Is it the parent of you, the child of you, the worker of you, the friend of you? Which part of you is it? Or is it dispersed throughout your entire life pie? Do you need to make sweeping change? I have made sweeping change in my life before. And now I choose the small ones as they come. So if you're in the place of sweeping change, don't be overwhelmed, right? Make it, be it, trust it. And then never allow yourself to be in a position where that's what's required of you again, right? We know along the way. We know. And if we set boundaries all along, if we release all along, if we keep our thoughts and our emotions and things in check all along, then the process gets easier and easier, and that staircase turns into a ramp. Much easier to continue upward on that path. So 2018 was a year of manifestation, which means 2019 is the year that the flowers bloom. If you didn't do any of your part, right? If you didn't let things break, crack, or let go, then, you know, your flowers may not make it up through the hard ground. It's not too late, though. It's not too late. And New Year's is an arbitrary day, really. Any day can be our New Year's day. So if you're a little behind, it's okay. Get caught up. Focus. Make a choice. Right? Be determined in the most loving, peaceful, gentle way. Do not think about how you can fail, beloved. Think about how you can succeed. Let that idea of failure, dis-ease, lack, that image that you have, imagine that it's just an object sitting on the table, a rock sitting there. It exists, but it's just a rock. It doesn't need emotions attached to it, right? And allow yourself to see the best possible version of you, the best possible version of your goal, of your life, your desires, and detach your emotion over there. Yes, the rock, the existence of negative potential exists, but it has no energy, it has no life, and it has none of your emotion. It sits there. And instead, you smile at the potential. Right? See it in your mind. Feel it in your heart. Let the smile grow on your face. Don't tell yourself you're stupid. Don't tell you you're getting your thoughts up, your hopes up for no reason. That's an easy cure. You say this, the equivalent, or something better. And when you really think about those words, you'll smile bigger. And you'll feel more of that quiet confidence that comes when you know the truth is yours. Because, beloved, the universe wants to give you your something better every single time. I hope everyone's had a great week and that your new year becomes everything that you want. Remember, or I don't know if I've told y'all before, there's something I call the 1-3-5 rule. I don't know if anybody else ever talks about anything like this or not, but it's something I have witnessed watching all of the hundreds and hundreds of people that I have been privileged to mentor, inventors and business people and families, you name it, right? 1-3-5. It's usually years, 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, but sometimes it's units of time, right? 6 months, 18 months, so on. It takes that first, we'll call it year, for something to seem normal, right? I'm approaching the year point of my podcast, February, and it is feeling more and more normal, right? A year, it feels normal. At 3 years, something is natural and easy. When I was a teacher, they used to say that you had to teach the same curriculum for 3 years before you mastered it. 3 years, it becomes easy, and you end up with a choice between apathy and motivation. If you choose motivation at 5 years, that unit of time, five times, it then becomes something with a life of its own. It grows and it multiplies and it magnifies with a life of its own. Things begin to snowball. They pick up faster and faster. They grow faster and faster. It can be something as simple as your positive thinking or as remarkable as your business dreams or the growth of your spiritual path. Think about who you are and what you want and remove everything that is an obstacle. Remove it lovingly if you can, and if you can't, end it. That's okay too. I hope you've had a wonderful week. Sending you light, love, and blessings. All good things in the coming new year. Until next time, beloved. Namaste.
I jumped at an opportunity to sing the praises of Jennifer because she is more than just a mentor to me. She is my friend. And I've thought a lot about what I want to say. And honestly, I could fill easily an hour or more with examples of how her gifts have played out in my life, the changes, the amazing, truly, actually mind-blowing stuff. But what I really think is most important for people to know is who Jennifer is at her core. I think we've all met or seen spiritual teachers on TV that they want to be our everything. We have a problem, you come to them. Every decision you make, hey, run it past them. From simple things even, you want to change your wallpaper in your bathroom, this is the kind of micromanagement they have in your life. That is not even remotely who Jennifer is. She doesn't want to be your guru, and she certainly isn't here to lead a flock of followers. She's here to help us awaken our own gifts, tune into your own voice, be able to hear your own God speaking to you in order to lead our very, very best life. She's here as a guide and a mentor, and on occasion, she might kick your tail feather a little bit, but honesty is also very, very important in a mentor and friend. I know it has been an amazing gift in my life meeting her. The day I found her online, that was a blessing. Walking into her home for my first personal session, life-altering experience. And here I am, several years later, and listening to her podcast. I'm a patron online. All of these things. But my life has changed truly for the better. I am better. I feel better. I'm more confident. I am more certain. And most importantly, I am more at peace because of the things that she has taught me and helped me and guided me with. I am blessed. She has been a blessing in my life, and I truly appreciate her.
I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me today for this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. If you haven't already, come out and find me on social media. And if you're inspired by the podcast, please consider clicking that little green patron button at the top of the screen. Here, you can help keep us growing and flowing, and you can gain access to what I call Jen in real life. That is patron-only content. If you're wanting to learn more, I recently introduced educational sessions specifically to address people's questions that come up around the podcast. These are the only sessions available to new clients, and you can find details in the About section of my Facebook page. I want to send each of you light and love, clarity and wisdom, and know that whether you realize it or not, there's a little brunette with a podcast who's got your back. Until next time, beloved, namaste.